from KQED.
As the baby boomers crowd the exits, California is facing a bit of a demographic disaster. By the year 2030, there will be only 3 working-age adults for every senior expecting to be supported the same way they supported the generation before them. We turn now to the lead researcher on that study put out by the University of Southern California, Dowell Myers.
It's been sneaking up on us gradually, but we always put it off this day of reckoning, and it has finally arrived. The oldest baby boomer turned 65 last year, and now 18 years worth of baby boomers are going to cross that line. Meanwhile, the number of kids that we're producing have been declining. We have fewer children today than we did 10 years ago. And these two trends are going in opposite directions because we need those kids to grow up and become 20-year-olds and then 25-year-olds and then workers and taxpayers and homebuyers, and there's not enough of them.
Well, we've always had a lot of migration coming into California. The Gold Rush, Hollywood, Silicon Valley. Aren't there still people flooding into our state's borders to keep the economic engine rolling?
Really, the tide turned back in 1993 about, in the deep recession we had in the 90s. Our unemployment rate was so out of line with the rest of the nation that migrants who used to come here got deflected away. They stayed back in Texas or they moved to Texas. And then we've also been losing immigrants, too. From Mexico has been drying up as a source. We just have fewer and fewer newcomers from all directions. And so we're more and more reliant on our homegrown children who will be our future workers.
One of the things your report illuminates is the state's birth rate has fallen to below the replacement level, and that's almost across the board.
Right. It's declined in every ethnic group. The highest birth rates were among Latinas. And even there, they're projected to be down at the break-even point by the end of this decade, about 2.1 babies per woman. Nobody's producing a lot of babies in California. This is a national trend. We're not that out of line, and it's been happening gradually, but it's just been accumulating and building up. The problem really is that the birth rate is now compounded by not only fewer babies per woman, but too few women in the childbearing ages. So you put those together and you have total number of babies that's declining by 200,000 every decade.
But is this really a problem? There are a lot of people who sort of feel California is already bursting at the seams. We can't just continue to keep growing the population to keep the economy going.
You know, if I had my preferences, right now we have about 38, 39 million people in California. I would prefer to have 20 million. I think the state would be a lot more workable. We could just erase a bunch of people. The problem is people are already here, and the people who are really weighing us down are people like myself, baby boomers, and we're not going away. I mean, we're going to be hanging around here for another 20 years, and we are the problem. There's too many of us, and we need to have enough people below us to support us with workforce, with taxpayers, and, you know, these baby boomers, eventually we're all going to sell our houses. The real question is who's going to buy your house? You got to have enough buyers or else it doesn't look pretty for anybody.
Well, speaking as a Gen Xer, I'd like to see house prices go down so that I can afford one.
I think it'd be better off if you let me sell my house for a high price and I let you earn a really good income in between. And so then you could afford my house at a good price and we all come out ahead. But for that to happen, we have to make some investments up front in education of our California workforce. We've been a little spotty on that. We've been trying to, you know, be penny wise and pound foolish, cutting back our investments in education. I see the governor has recently made some corrections to that, or is proposing his new budget to try to reinvest in the children of California. And that's essential, or else we're not going to have that workforce there or that those home buyers there when time comes.
Well, you're talking about a sort of a larger trend in California, which is that we tend to import our engineers and raise up our engineers' secretaries.
That's one way to look about it. I mean, we do want to bring the best talent in the world here, and we do. I mean, we bring them to Silicon Valley. We bring them to Hollywood. The state deserves to attract the best talent. But we really want to make the most out of the people we already have, too, because you think about the extreme. We could import all the workers we needed, ideally, and then the ones we don't want, we just sort of, what do we do with them? You know, we warehouse them. We you know, we pay for social services to support people who aren't being productive. That's crazy. You know, first off, we can't get all those workers we'd like because we're competing with Europe and other parts of the globe that want the same workers we do. But the bulk of our workforce, our projections show, are going to be homegrown Californians. And we sure better put them all to work at really high capacity.
That was USC demographer Dal Myers. For more on our conversation about the future of California, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.